这是2026届高三年级9月份联考英语试题听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将你的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Oh dear, I wish we had taken the lift.
If I had known it was so far up, I wouldn't have suggested walking.
Aren't you cold? Why aren't you wearing a jacket?
I overslept this morning, so I ran out of the house without listening to the forecast.
I'm going to order the cheeseburger with the fries. They look great on the menu.
I guess that's the end of your diet. I'll have the steak with potatoes anyway.
How many children have you got?
Two. John's 5 and Clara's 4. And there's another one on the way.
Please tell me about your work experience.
Well, I'm currently engaged in accounting work at Smith, where I handle our top performing clients. But 2 years ago, I worked at an agency where I was on 3 different major national healthcare brands.
听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
You look like you've been hit by a burst of energy. What's this secret?
I just got back from my morning jog. It's like a hidden treasure for me. I feel supercharged.
Jogging? But it's freezing outside.
I've got this cool new collection of music that keeps me energetic. Plus, I've got my running companions.
Running companions, huh? Maybe I should. No more being a couch potato.
That's the spirit. You'll love it. Let's hit the road together sometime.
You got yourself a deal. You look like you've been hit by a burst of energy. What's this secret?
I just got back from my morning jog. It's like a hidden treasure for me. I feel supercharged.
jogging, but it's freezing outside.
I've got this cool new collection of music that keeps me energetic. Plus, I've got my running companions.
Running companions, huh? Maybe I should. No more being a couch potato.
That's the spirit. You'll love it. Let's hit the road together sometime.
You got yourself a deal.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。Hi,
Anna. Do you have a minute to talk about the meeting next Tuesday?
Sure. We said 11 a.m., didn't we?
Yeah, we did. But I have a bit of a problem with the time. Would it be possible to move it?
Oh, I see. We could postpone it to 1 p.m., for example, or bring it forward to earlier in the morning. What would suit you?
Could we make it 9 o'clock? That would really help me. I have another important meeting in the central office at 12 p.m.
No problem. It's important that you're there.
Thanks a lot, Anna.
Do you need help with any preparation?
No, that's all fine. My report is ready, and I'm looking forward to presenting it.
Great.
I can tell Stephen about the time change. I'll see him later.
Don't worry about telling Stephen. I'll send an email to everyone to confirm the time has changed and with an updated meeting invite.
Great. Thanks, Anna. Hi, Anna. Do you have a minute to talk about the meeting next Tuesday?
Sure. We said 11 a.m., didn't we?
Yeah, we did. But I have a bit of a problem with the time. Would it be possible to move it?
Oh, I see. We could postpone it to 1 p.m., for example, or bring it forward to earlier in the morning. What would suit you?
Could we make it 9 o'clock? That would really help me. I have another important meeting in the central office at 12 p.m.
No problem. It's important that you're there.
Thanks a lot, Anna.
Do you need help with any preparation?
No, that's all fine. My report is ready, and I'm looking forward to presenting it.
Great.
I can tell Stephen about the time change. I'll see him later.
Don't worry about telling Stephen. I'll send an email to everyone to confirm the time has changed and with an updated meeting invite.
Great. Thanks, Anna.
I noticed the photos in your living room. Did you take them yourself?
Yes, I took them during my trip to the mountains last summer.
They're so beautiful. Have you ever learned photography?
No, it's just a hobby. I enjoy taking photos during trips, whenever I go to beaches, mountains, or cities. But I've been practicing editing photos a lot lately to improve their quality.
What do you enjoy most about photography?
I like documenting natural moments, people walking, birds flying, things that feel real.
That sounds good. What do you use to take photos?
I started with my phone, but then I changed my equipment. I bought a DSLR camera to take better pictures.
I'd love to learn photography. Any advice?
Practice as much as you can, and don't be afraid to experiment. Mistakes are part of the process, and you'll learn a lot from them.
That's helpful. Should I take a course too?
It depends. You can definitely learn online or by joining a local club. But I think starting with hands-on practice is the best way to gain confidence before worrying about advanced techniques.
I noticed the photos in your living room. Did you take them yourself?
Yes, I took them during my trip to the mountains last summer.
They're so beautiful. Have you ever learned photography?
No, it's just a hobby. I enjoy taking photos during trips, whenever I go to beaches, mountains, or cities. But I've been practicing editing photos a lot lately to improve their quality.
What do you enjoy most about photography?
I like documenting natural moments, people walking, birds flying, things that feel real.
That sounds good. What do you use to take photos?
I started with my phone, but then I changed my equipment. I bought a DSLR camera to take better pictures.
I'd love to learn photography. Any advice?
Practice as much as you can, and don't be afraid to experiment. Mistakes are part of the process, and you'll learn a lot from them.
That's helpful. Should I take a course too?
It depends. You can definitely learn online or by joining a local club. But I think starting with hands-on practice is the best way to gain confidence before worrying about advanced techniques. Today, I'm talking to a student who changed her major from math to journalism. How did you get started?
The turning point came when I participated in a school event that required attendees to film and edit a short video centered on life. When I was filming a video, I acted on my ideas right away. That made me feel satisfied and confirmed my love for this work.
How is it going after you changed your major?
I often questioned whether I was truly suited for the media industry. Would my love for it last once it became my job? This was a growing concern for me.
So, how do you manage the situation?
I worked for a month at a local media company. I worked as a journalist.
Are there any unforgettable experiences?
Yes. One of the most memorable interviews was with a 12-year-old girl. She surprised the audience with a piano performance, which I thought would make a good news story. Unfortunately, since the performance wasn't included in the program guide, I didn't prepare fully. The girl was also nervous during the first conversation, and due to the rushed timing, I wasn't able to collect enough content.
That sounds terrible.
Yes, but this experience taught me the importance of thorough preparation.
I'm truly grateful to you for bringing this to our audience. Today, I'm talking to a student who changed her major from math to journalism. How did you get started?
The turning point came when I participated in a school event that required attendees to film and edit a short video centered on life. When I was filming a video, I acted on my ideas right away. That made me feel satisfied and confirmed my love for this work.
How is it going after you changed your major?
I often questioned whether I was truly suited for the media industry. Would my love for it last once it became my job? This was a growing concern for me.
So, how do you manage the situation?
I worked for a month at a local media company. I worked as a journalist.
Are there any unforgettable experiences?
Yes. One of the most memorable interviews was with a 12-year-old girl. She surprised the audience with a piano performance, which I thought would make a good news story. Unfortunately, since the performance wasn't included in the program guide, I didn't prepare fully. The girl was also nervous during the first conversation, and due to the rushed timing, I wasn't able to collect enough content.
That sounds terrible.
Yes, but this experience taught me the importance of thorough preparation.
I'm truly grateful to you for bringing this to our audience.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。Hello
everyone. Nowadays, more and more people start a podcast channel. There are around 30 million podcast episodes out there, so making sure that your podcast draws in your listeners is more important than ever. Having engaging content throughout each show is essential. Studies have shown that podcasts lose 28% of listeners on average in the first 5 minutes. Which is about 10% higher than the drop-off rate for the midsection of the episode. A great podcast opening should show new listeners who you are, what your podcast is about, and why they should listen. But at the same time, it needs to engage your existing audience. The best podcast openings are unique to each episode and include a preview of later content. They often include special music or sound effects. Many also have some call-to-action remarks, such as follow us for daily tips and inspiration. This could be encouraging listeners to follow you on the podcast platform. Hello everyone. Nowadays, more and more people start a podcast channel. There are around 30 million podcast episodes out there, so making sure that your podcast draws in your listeners is more important than ever. Having engaging content throughout each show is essential. Studies have shown that podcasts lose 28% of listeners on average in the first 5 minutes, which is about 10% higher than the drop-off rate for the midsection of the episode. A great podcast opening should show new listeners who you are, what your podcast is about, and why they should listen. But at the same time, it needs to engage your existing audience. The best podcast openings are unique to each episode and include a preview of later content. They often include special music or sound effects. Many also have some call-to-action remarks, such as follow us for daily tips and inspiration. This could be encouraging listeners to follow you on the podcast platform.
Part 2 到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间 将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。